right. Welcome, everybody. My name is Lane Winsett. I do appreciate you joining the Ambit Business Builder call. We're so excited to have you here on the call after Easter. We know we took a short break there. Hope everybody got an opportunity to spend some quality time with their family. But boy, do we have an exciting guest here tonight. I'm so excited to have Jason Canis, which is an executive consultant with our company. And Jason's going to be covering a very important topic that I know that's important to everybody, and that is both how to gather customers as well as consultants and how to lead with a consultant and then, of course, walk away with the worst case scenario, a customer. Give you a little bit of information about Jason. He's been with the company, Ambit Energy, for around 8 years. He's one of the top executive consultants in our company. He's been doing some fabulous things. He's very strong leader and also somebody that works with a lot of different teams. So we're so proud to have him on the call. I want you to kind of mark his name down, Jason Canis, because you're going to see him as a superstar rising up through the ranks of the company. And I know he's already done some fabulous things for us. And so I'm so excited. Jason, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Fantastic. Well, welcome to the call. Tell us a little bit about who you are and how you got involved with Ambit.
All right. Well, thank you for having me on this call, and just wanted to welcome everybody to Sunday evening. I know it's late. I know everybody's had a long week, so I won't take too much of their time. I've been in business, like you said, for 8 years. When I first got in the business, I had my own handyman business. So working on 7 days a week, building fence or under somebody's sink, changing out faucets instead of spending time with my family. So I was married at the time. My daughter was in softball, and my upline kept inviting us to go out to eat barbecue, and I never knew about it. So my wife at the time told me, he's like, hey, these people keep asking us to go eat barbecue. They've asked me like 3 or 4 times, and maybe we should just finally go. And I was like, why didn't you go the first time they wanted to ask us for barbecue? And so I went, and we took a look at this business, and my ultimate goal in life was always to retire by the time I was 50. I wanted to retire early. I didn't want to wait till I was 65. And this was the way to do that. I was 37 at the time. I was like, I could work this business for 10 years and still retire early if it took me that long. And so I jumped in. I was on all the conference calls, going to the different meetings, because that's what you got to do to learn the business, is go to your local meetings, get on calls like this, do the Zooms, anything like that, talk to your upline. So that's what I did. Instead of spending Sundays under somebody's sink and not with my kids, after 3 years, I shut my business down and walked away from it. So now I do Ambit full-time. I've been doing this full-time for 5 years now, and it gives me different options where if I wanted to go work a different type of industry, I could do that. Now I'm there for my kids. Now I'm divorced and have full custody of my kids. They're about to go into college. So now I have a different why. I retired early. So now my different why is to pay for college. So that's what I'm doing. I'm just staying true to the business, following the plan, and just building my business.
Sounds to me like, of course, you had your experience is blue collar, which a lot of people, you know, you have plumbers and electricians and air conditioning, roofers, people that work with their hands. They make good money. But the problem is, from what I understand, correct me if I'm wrong, every time you do a job, you're unemployed. You have to go out and do it over and over and over again. You complete a job and then you've got to find another one. Is that right?
That is true. So I would fix one person's faucet, and then I'm over here on next door trying to put myself back out there and find the next job. And so with this one, it gave me residual income. Therefore, I'm not out searching for that next job. You know, they're out there already coming to me. They pay their bill every month. So that's paying to me every month. I'm not having to go get that every month. As long as they pay their bill, I'm getting residual every month.
I know you were going to talk a little bit about the fact that a lot of people mistakenly try to lead with a customer instead of lead with the opportunity. Share with me a little bit about your strategy for that.
Okay, so I'll tell you a little story about that. I had a big team in Wichita Falls, Texas. My very first senior consultant as a senior, and we were doing a house party, and she comes up to me and's like, "What is this person doing here?" And I was like, "What are you talking about? I thought something was wrong." And she said, "That's my very first customer I got in the business." She was already a senior at the time. And her very first customer she got into the business is here as a guest from somebody else. So she just wanted in to get customers. And I know we got this new point system. Everybody's trying to hit their double, triple, and quadruple bonuses and out there trying to get customers. But they failed to give the person the opportunity to actually earn the money. So these people are out there trying to save money on their electricity bill. That means they want to make more money. Not necessarily they don't have the money to pay it, because they're going to pay it or take cold showers in the dark. But they're wanting to make money is what they're actually telling you, not just saving money on their electricity bill. So I always tell them to lead with the consultant. Find some way to make an appointment to show them the video. If they're trying to save money, that means they could use a cup of coffee or lunch at Panera or just a sit-down conversation and have with them to send them the video. We have the Zoom meetings on Mondays, anything like that. Just a few minutes out of their time, set up a three-way phone call to just share the opportunity with these people. And it's not for everybody. We all know that. We wish it would, or so we could all be like you in those yellow jackets, but it's not for everybody. But for those people, therefore, we can turn around and close with the customer. So you just say, "Thank you for your time. I do appreciate it. I know it's not for everybody. Well, let's sit down and try to save you some money on your electricity bill." So you just close them with the customer.
Right. So ultimately, I mean, the goal is always to get people in front of the story, right? So, you know, there's different ways of doing that. And your approach when you, because you got warm market, cold market, you know, the warm market is, you know, some will, some won't, so what? You kind of blaze through, you know, your warm market like Sherman going into Atlanta, right? In other words,
right.
you don't cry, you know, after people, because they've got that 8x10 glossy of you, you know, with the lampshade on your head. You know, that's what they're... they're picturing you, "Oh, you're going to be a millionaire, sure, But I
right.
mean, those people all end up in your code later, you know, after you've kind of proven yourself. So what do you do, Jason? Share with me, like, on coal market people. I think we talked earlier, and you said, like, you saw this guy at – tell your HEB story. That's what I want you to
okay.
do, share everybody. I thought that was kind of cool.
Right. So you work this business while you're out. You don't have to go out and work this business. You go out every single day. You have to go to the grocery store. You have to go to the gas station. You got to go get your hair cut. Most people, ladies, go get their hair done. They get their nails done. You got to shop for clothes, anything like that. And you work the business while you're out. So I was standing in line at HEB, and the guy in front of me, he was leaned over, had both arms on the conveyor belt, and I heard him sigh real bad. And I was like, "Man, long day." And he just went in. He just wanted to talk to somebody and went in and tell me about how much overtime he's having and how much they're screwing him over on overtime and they're not paying him enough. And I said, "Well, man, I'm sorry to hear that. I'd love to show you what I do in my part time to earn extra money so I'm not having to go work extra overtime." "But I know you're busy. I know you're tired. I still got to check out. Let's exchange numbers and we can talk it later. I can send you some videos and you can watch it. We actually have a live in-person meeting." So we exchanged phone numbers. He went home, sent him the videos. He came to a live presentation and became a consultant. So he would rather do this at home instead of going to work in extra overtime and not spending time with his family, which he really wanted to do. That's the reason he was doing all the extra overtime, was to earn extra money for his family. So this was a double fold for him, twofold.
Awesome. What is your thought process on just your personal appearance? About how much do you think that plays in your role about how people perceive you when they first meet you? I mean, the importance of maybe wearing some of the Ambit garb, or you know, using your whole presentation. You know, they always say first impression is the last impression. You know, what's your thoughts on that?
Yes, I usually wear my Ambit polo shirt out, where I have one of the Ambit ball caps that I wear quite often. You'll even see me at a meeting with it on. I go out to talk to apartments, I go talk to people, and I wear all that stuff. Wear it to the ballpark. You go watch your nephew, your kids. Some people have grandkids at the Little League Park, and it's just a conversation piece. You're always just trying to spark up a conversation, ask people what they do, and in return, they're going to ask what you do. And in return, well, you're working it while you're out. You know, you're already wearing the gear. It's an easy conversation just to get their contact information and contact them later. Not that time is not the time to do it. Too much stuff going on. It's too loud, too much talking. You want to sit down, you want them to be quiet in front of their phone or computer to watch the videos. I know a lot of people have problems with that because they have the fear of rejection. So I know we talked a little bit about that. But
yeah,
Go ahead.
I just wanted to stay just for a second on the merch part. You know, we're going to be coming into let's call it Texas hell pretty soon, where the temperature is going to go through
right.
the roof and we're going to be at 110 degrees. You know, the company has such good merch, you know, to where you can go there and get all of the different things that make you have that corporate appearance and almost have like a little interchangeable uniform where you feel like a pro, you look like a pro, and people are going to ask you up front, hey, tell me a little bit about what you're doing. So it actually is almost like a billboard there for you out front. I think that's so important that, you know, we have that corporate appearance and that corporate look because, once again, first impression is the last impression. You know, I mean, you don't have to do that, but, I mean, it certainly is a way in prospecting to break the ice, make a friend, find common ground, you know, have somebody approach you almost even before you approach them. As far as the fear of rejection, I'm glad you pointed or, you know, kind of talked about that because, you know, that's big. That's everybody's fear, you know, in cold market prospecting. They don't want to talk to anybody. They don't want to feel like they're, you know, being rude or obtrusive or whatever. But what they have to understand is that we're in the people business, right, Jason? In other words, so it's important for people to have very, very strong personal goals, and that those goals are more important, and that your fear of failure of your personal goals are more than the fear of failure of somebody saying no. Because really there's only three things people are going to respond when you ask them, hey, are you a money motivated person? Or, boy, that's a nice set of boots you got on there. Tell me a little bit about it. Or, what do you do for a living? You know, they're either going to say, or maybe if you ask them, and if I could, would you question, hey, if I could show you a way you could, you know, kind of own and operate your own profitable business and work with me in the energy business, would that be pretty exciting? You know, those are all approach questions that, like fishing, you know, you pop the cork, you keep casting, you get really good at it. And it sounds to me like that's something that you've been doing, is like identifying different people's personality, characteristic traits, and things that they might that might allow you to break the ice. But you got to have strong goals. Otherwise, you'll never open your mouth, right?
Exactly. So wherever you're at, you could be standing in line in Target and the person in front of you has an Astro shirt or Rangers or Texans or Cowboys or whatever team is there. And that could just spark a conversation. Hey, did you watch the game yesterday? How about them boys? That's how they say it. You know, there's always some kind of way, if it's a college t-shirt or women compliment other women on their hair or their blouse. That's just a door that opens up for conversation. So, you know, there's just a way to break the ice and to get rid of that fear of rejection. You're not really rejected. You're just opening that door for conversation. I mean, rejection is not a failure. It's a learning experience. So even if they reject you, you're learning from that experience. It's like, okay, well, what can I do differently next time? So it's not a failure. It's an actual positive because you're learning from that experience.
You know, we have the Ambit app, which is very effective, which you can put information in, send the video out, and follow up with people, which is really cool. But, you know, even myself being a boomer, you know, I'm still a little old school sometimes, where, you know, I've always used, believe it or not, the old 3x5 index cards that I carry around. And if you set daily activity goals of saying, okay, here's three cards I'm going to stick in my pocket, I'm going to pretend like these cards are worth $100 cash. And every time I get a name, address, phone number, and I'm able to send out the video to somebody, then boom, I'm going to cha-ching, I'm going to make $100. In other words, if I had $100 that I gave you every time you did that, you almost have to trick your brain to say, okay, I'm going to take three cards a day out with me out prospecting. And my goal that day is, you know, at Shipley's Donut, or it might be at a cafeteria, or it could be at church or a football game, like you said, or maybe some sports event, could be a Chamber of Commerce meetings. That's another thing. Get involved with, you know, other social events, you know, and do different things that get you out in the community where you can break the ice, make a friend, find common ground. Hobbies are very good, like join a bowling league or archery, or maybe go to the gun range or whatever. These are all places where you're going to have what I call, you know, a barrier reef, like fish hang out at a barrier reef. You know, you can go out in the middle of the ocean and not catch a fish, but boy, you get close to those barrier reefs or those oil rigs and you've got fish everywhere. And that's kind of what we need to do. We need to look at prospecting like fishing and go out where the fish are at and then have an effective approach, which is your pole and your bait, that you can cast that up there and pop the cork a couple of times.
That's right. Yeah, I know. And then while you're wearing your merchandise, so what I do is I get the cups. You know, they have the Ambit, like Yeti cups or the aluminum cups, pins and stuff like that. I send it with my kids to school. You know, let them drink out of that. The teachers, you know, they don't work during the summer. So they're always looking for extra work, anything like that. You know, their kids, the other kids at school ask about it. I know my upline, Kevin and Rose, they every time they get an executive, they get a personalized Yeti cup. So stuff like that is you carry around with you and is a conversation piece. It's an opening to a conversation that you can have with somebody when you're at the ballpark, while you're just sitting at Starbucks or Panera or just out having lunch. You have your Ambit merchandise with you. So I struggled a lot with that when I first got into business being a handyman. You know, I was in painted up clothes, ripped up t-shirts, always sweaty or hot and stinky. I couldn't go talk to anybody because I didn't believe I looked professional enough to go talk to somebody while I was out. So I was having to do it majority online or on the weekends. At night, I was, you know, taking care of the kids and stuff like that. So we didn't go out very much. So, you know, dressing up for the occasion is very important, because how are you going to say, hey, you want to be a millionaire when you're in ripped up, painted up jeans with holes in it and looking all dirty? You know, you're not exactly very believable.
Very true. Hey, what about, tell me, share with me, Jason, you know, speaking the language of the, in other words, when people get into Ambit, everybody kind of comes from different, you know, backgrounds. You know, I'm getting old.
Right.
you know, in other words, you came from the background of more of a blue collar, like you said, handyman type of thing, but you also said you worked in the chemical plants for a while. But
that's right.
I think in prospecting, when somebody comes into the business, I always try to encourage them that, you know, whatever profession that they were already in, you already know that language, and birds of a feather flock together. So if you're a fireman, naturally you'll speak the fireman language, and, you know, so on and so forth. So that I think is a great place for people sometimes in the coal market to go out and kind of, you know, talk to people that are already there. They've already experienced what they're already experienced. They can speak their language, and they can say, hey, man, you know, I used to do exactly what you did. I know exactly, you know, what you're going through. But here's what I found. I found that I could do, you know, continue my part-time or my full-time job, but make this something as a supplemental income or my side hustle, so to speak, that I could then eventually gradually move over into a full-time basis. What's your thoughts on that?
I definitely agree. That's just going to give you that comfort level that you need. That's going to not give you that fear of rejection so much when you're talking to people in your same field, because you're comfortable with them. You can go in extensive knowledge of this project or that project. You know the struggles that they're having because you're having the same struggles, instead of going as a handyman or a plumber trying to go talk to a vice president of a bank or some executive about some business opportunity when they're making six figures already and have a big house. So, you know, if start off in your business with your craft that you're currently doing, and makes you build up the confidence that you need to branch out.
Exactly. Another thing I think we talked about was cost of entry. I've been in the industry about 35 years. I've been with two companies, Excel and Ambit, and, you know, gone through a whole lot of different monetary entry levels, so to speak, and then I've looked at over the years all of these different product-based businesses where people have to spend $200, $300, $400 to get in to buy the product, and then they have to have an auto ship of anywhere from $50 to $200, sometimes even $300 a month, to maintain their propped up fake auto ship residual income.
Right.
But hey, we've got a business that you can get involved for $75 and free for the first month on your back end, and very affordable for 30, you know, to measure and manage your business from anywhere in the world, that you have a laptop and you have access to the internet. I think that's so powerful that we can offer that as a way for people to get their initial investment back relatively quickly within, you know, one or two consultants that they sponsor and get a few customers, and boom, they own a business in the black.
Exactly. I mean, if you want to go start a McDonald's business, it's going to cost you $1 million just for the franchise fee. Chick-fil-A is $300,000. The one where you have to go do insurance is, $200 and something, and then you have to pay to get your license and training. The other one that wants to be like us, several hundred dollars to get in, and then you have to pay for training. I mean, I went to breakfast this morning, and it was $50 for me and my kids. For $75 to start your own business, it costs you more than that to get the LLC and S Corp than it is to start your own business.
Yeah, I mean, it makes it affordable for everybody. I think that's what's crucial. Whether they're a student or they're working part-time or they're a homemaker or whatever, everybody can afford $75 and $30 a month. And most of these product-based businesses, which are really lion's share of the industry, remember, you know, there's very few service-based network marketing companies, okay? There are some out there, but we're the big kahuna. We're the largest direct seller of multi-level marketing direct energy in the world. We've proven that with our track record going into 18 years, billion-dollar company, you know, owned by another multi-billion-dollar company. I mean, it's not like we have to apologize to people, you know, with regards to the credibility and the success that we have. We've had over 80, I think, millionaires, soon to have many more coming ambition, I know. And that's pretty significant resume, right, for a company.
Right.
And so we don't have to sit there and beat a dead horse. I don't want people to feel like, you know, that they've got to prove anything to anybody. We just have to put them in front of the story. And that's what I hear you telling me that you're doing. In other words, you're saying, look, lead with the opportunity, put them in front of the story, and then worst case scenario, back up, gather them as a customer, you
exactly.
know, and then if they decide that it's not timing, it's not right for them, then that's okay.
Right. You can always circle back and catch them on the backside.
But it's not the money that's going to prevent. You know, the number one objection to any selling situation, no matter what you're selling, is I would, but I just don't have the money, right? Whether you're selling cars or furniture or a boat or whatever it might be, it's money. Money's always the big number one numero uno objection.
Right.
We don't have that money objection. Money objection is if they see the story and they see the value of the opportunity, then you know that's not an issue. And that is so huge in this industry and with our business with Ambit. It's just amazing that we are able to do that and people to come into our business at such an affordable price, you know, and own their own business.
Right. Yeah, I mean, if you don't ask them, they've already said no.
Yeah,
so, I mean,
exactly.
you have to put it in front of them for them to even say no. So you give them the opportunity. And so
you live in Manville, which is outside of Houston, right? Houston's kind of the Saudi Arabia of deregulated electricity. But being from a small town, being a native Texan, which we talked about, share with me what I think you've been working some other areas, have you not?
Yes, sir. I've been, me and my travel partner, Emerson Puente, has been going back and forth to Lubbock since December, I think. So when it deregulated, we've been going back and forth every other week, trying to build our own business, but helping others build theirs up there. I know Ignacio's on the call. He's over there in Lubbock, one of the first seniors, fast track seniors. So we're up there helping them with that and just trying to help as many people as possible. That's what this business is all about, is helping others. I mean, you put God first and, you know, be like him and help others and he'll take care of you. So that's the way I always see everything.
Well, I know anytime you go into a new area, of course, it's always difficult. You put a lot of miles, you know, and a lot of time, effort, and energy. But once you get those leaders established and you get what I call a bonfire going, then other sparks will fly up from there and go into other cities or other markets. And you never know. Just like when you talked about talking about the guy at HEB that you met or somebody that you just might meet you know, as a prospecting cold market person, you'd never know what that one individual can do in your business when you sponsor them because, you know, one person coming into your business, you know, can absolutely revolutionize your business and change your life forever. So you got to stay focused. And I know you have been extremely successful working towards the goals that you're working towards, and we're so proud of you and your leadership of what you're doing with the company. Did you have anything else you want to share with the field before I get into the actual promotions and some of the stuff that's going on from a corporate standpoint?
I just wanted to state the eclipse is coming tomorrow. So if you're looking for some sort of subject to break the ice with somebody, ask them about the eclipse. Are they ready for it? Where are they going to watch it? Do they have their glasses? Just a great opportunity to make a conversation with somebody that you never even met. If you're getting coffee, if you're at the gas station, if you go in the grocery store, if you're at work, you know, been trying to talk to this one coworker about the business and you just don't know how to approach them, you know, hey, you open with the eclipse or you talk about the eclipse. And we were just talking about this. I was on a call last night. With the business that I got started, you know, there you go. There's your opening. So be proud of your business. You know, so many people are scared because, oh, it's my side gig, you know, or that's my side hustle. And when I ask somebody what they do for a living and then in return even when I was doing my handyman stuff, I made a mistake a lot of times, was I was talking about my handyman business, and I kind of put Ambit as this other thing that I did. And now I tell all my new consultants, I was like, don't worry about what you do during the day. You can tell them about that later. It's like, be proud of your Ambit business and be like, hey, I invested in energy and I make money every time someone turns on a light switch. And then you turn back the conversation on them, and then they'll bring it back on wanting to know more about this energy thing. So be proud of your business. I always lead with that. This is what I do. And then if they ask if that's all you do, it's like, well, that's what I do mostly. But yeah, I also do this, whatever my other main job would be. So just be proud of your business. Like you said, wear the stuff from the Ambit store. You know, get your shirts, get your hats, your stickers. You know, everybody knows that I do Ambit. I mean, I've had people like, hey, I haven't talked to you in a while. Like, yeah, I didn't know if you were going to try to sell me electricity. Like, well, hey, I never know unless I ask. I was like, do business with people that do business with you. I mean, I used to get my hair cut at one place in Deer Park, and I try to ask the lady for her electricity bill. I told her, hey, I only do business with people that do business with me. And she's like, oh, well, you give me your rates, and I'm going to go tell them what your rates are, and then they'll lower it. So she wouldn't even do that for me, and I've been her customer for a couple of years. So I never went back. I was like, well, you're wanting my money, but you're not willing to let me try to save you money so I can make money, then in turn bring you more money by getting my hair cut again. So, I mean, ladies get their hair done, they get their nails done. All those people use electricity. All the ones, your favorite nail techs, your favorite barber, they use it at their house. They use it on the business. Your favorite mechanic down the street, you know, if they give you the opportunity by just giving you a copy of their bill, if you can't save them money, hey, thank you. It's comparable what I can offer. You know, in the event that it goes up over there, you know, come back to me and I'll give you another rate analysis. They're in a 2-year contract, anything like that. But they gave you that opportunity to save them money. So you can respect them on that side of it. Not just like, nah, oh, you just want my money. You don't want me to make money. So I always say, do business with people that do business with you.
Absolutely. And, you know, like you said, through knowledge comes belief, comes enthusiasm is my kind of motto. And first of all, I want to thank you so much for everything and being on the call here tonight. And we're going to take an opportunity at the end here for everybody to say thank you as well. So, Jason, I really appreciate you being on the call, buddy.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. I want to talk a little bit about real quickly, something that I don't think a lot of people spend a lot of time on, but I want to just share real quickly the importance of going to Ambit University on your power zone and taking the time, really spending some quality time in your back office, in your power zone. And, you know, if you go there, it's going to open it up. You open up Ambit U and it says, what would you like to learn today? You know, and so you have under the first link there, business basics, which goes kind of through the starter videos, your certification process, your market profiles, all about the My Ambit app, which if you're not using that, you're losing out on a lot of it. You need to, there's specific My App training that's fabulous where you can learn how to use that smart device that you're carrying around everywhere as kind of your Jesse James, pull it out anywhere and you know, get you some customers and get you some consultants. So that's important, the fact that you are utilizing that app and utilizing something that is available and most people are building their business around. You're not going to have a laptop all the time or an iPad or some other smart device. So the other thing is that sponsoring consultants, it goes into business presentations, you know, advertising as far as company policies and procedures and different reference materials are back there that you'll learn about. And then, of course, gathering customers, which is really what we're all about. And that goes into specific product training, all about the free energy program, all about Sun Run Solar, available in Texas, community solar, the importance of that, small commercial businesses, and then also, once again, reference material. So don't overlook the fact that all of that is there for you and in English and in Spanish for people that you might recruit that are Spanish-speaking. Don't ever overlook that opportunity. It's there. AMBIT's done a great job of making sure that the Hispanic community is covered. And then, of course, the other thing is that a lot of people are not aware of, if you go to your Power Zone on the main page there, you've got kind of a link that gives you all of the links to all of the different social media platforms that AMBIT Energy gives and disseminates information. You know, everything from AMBIT One to Contigo, which is the Spanish one, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, they're all there, you know, as well as some other information. So, you know, then also make sure that you get the calendar events, which gives you kind of an up-to-date information on the different business opportunity meetings or company overviews, as I like to say, both whether they're regional, local, or national that are there that allow you to plug in or plug people in to those events that are going on. So start to become a student of the business. In other words, take the time to internalize this information, listen to the videos, look at your back office, become familiar with it, and that enables you to be able to be way ahead of the game with regards to having the knowledge that you need and also sharing that information with new consultants that you bring into your business. Now, let's talk a little bit about community solar, Double Play. The Double Play fund, you know, score extra bonuses with Double Play. What's great about that, that particular promotion, that PDF flyer is there in your back office. Once again, your Power Zone, it ran from February 24th. It's going to close out on April 26th. So make sure that you've got your sights set on earning those extra Double Play bonuses on community solar. You also have, of course, extended the AMBIT's Perks Ultimate program that's going to be going through April 26th as well. So make sure that you download that PDF flyer. It's there in your back office. And then also we have the CAB Triple Play extra innings that we've companies put up for. So that's going to go through April 26th. So, you know, these are all extra additional income that are available for you to be able to plug into and have your new consultants quick goals to get some dinero, cash, moolah, gitas, into your pocket. And then don't forget about the Jumpstart One Grand Slam. That's another bonus that's there, helping your new marketing consultants move up to the big leagues by earning their Jumpstart One bonus. So, look, I mean, all of this is here for you. It's something that you need to become knowledgeable about, educated about, and take advantage of it as well. That's going to go through April 26th as well. So those are all good things that are on the table that I think are going to be very important for you to plug into. So Jason, thank you so much for being on the call. We've got a very special guest this next week. I'm going to be putting out flyers on that we're so excited about that as well. And I'm going to want to make sure that everybody has the opportunity to hear a final word from you, if you had anything else that you wanted to share before we close tonight's call out.
Well, that's it. Everybody have a blessed night.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I'm going to open up the call and let everybody tell Jason and give a shout out to him as well. God bless you all. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you here tomorrow, or not tomorrow, but next Sunday, with a very special guest. This is Lane Winthrop, National Consultant with AMBIT Energy. Very proud to be your host and looking forward to doing some great things. And don't forget, on the horizon is, of course, Ambition 2024. So you need to keep plugging on that. Keep everybody kind of aware that that's out in the future. That's the most big impending event that's on our schedule And we want to make sure that we keep beating the drum towards Ambition 2024.
Thank you.
Thank you.